Blog Talk Radio.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop. Go.
I'm tapped dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming. Lightning bullets in the hundreds in Chicago in the summer. From some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Braves, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Hey! Yes, this song just want to keep on going. Okay, there we go. Okay, yes, this is Indie Up Saturday on the D Hour Network. I am your girl, Ray Cole, and holding it down with me, always and forever, is my cousin, Nikki Notation.
Hey!
How does it go, cousin? What's going on?
You know, it's going pretty well. In addition to it being Memorial Weekend, did you know it was Hip Hop Week, Appreciation Week? This is the end of it.
I did not know that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I learned something new. Okay,
exactly. Okay. Come to find out that this is the brainchild of KRS-One. And they launched off the week back in New York on May 14th, and it is ending today. But on a good note, next month, starting in June, is African American Music Appreciation Month. So
it's all they appreciating somebody every month in music.
Yes. We're going to have a fabulous show for everyone, so make sure to tune in. Fabulous guests, fabulous topics, and good appreciation for all musical talents and legends out there. But what I did want to do really quick, since this is the end of the hip-hop week, is just kind of give a few elements of what hip-hop is, because a lot of people may hear it, but according to KRS-One, there's a couple of principles to true hip-hop. And those principles wait a minute now.
I'm listening.
Okay. So some of the principles are culture, peace, love, unity, and safely having fun. I said, okay, I can get with that. And there's just a couple of other basic elements of hip-hop and the art form of hip-hop. And those elements include breaking, MCing, graffiti, DJing, and beatboxing. So there you go. Hip-hop lesson all in a minute. How was your week, cousin?
Oh, Lord. Have mercy. Oh, first, before we get into my week, hold on. before we get into to the kids week, I just to add a side note to what you're saying about Hip Hop Week, D Slate, one of our sister stations, I guess, our brother stations,
show.
I think it's Hip Hop Wednesday show, yeah. Hip Hop Wednesdays is something, I might have the name all the way wrong, but I'm going to still try to plug it anyway. But if you go on the D Hour Network and whatever show that we do on Wednesdays, Rakim is supposed to be coming on to that show just to give a little information about, we were talking about hip hop, so, you know, he's kind of like one of the OGs in the game. So if you're down with the Rakim experience, go check it out, D Hour, Blog Talk Radio. Whatever the Wednesday show is, I'm sorry, I probably should know this, but I don't, but I'm but I'm still going to try to plug it anyway. Like I said, check us out on Blog Talk Radio. But back to my week. Man, cousin, I done had a hell of a month, week. Like, today was one of those days, like, trying to just get stuff together because, you know, shows and just holding down real life, you know, because it's, Rachel has a real life, but then Ray Cole has her life, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like two different
and
people.
And I'm going to need you to let the people know what Ray Cole achieved on the 17th. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back on air. Yes. Yes,
thank
Ray
you,
Cole.
Well, I hit up the Chesterfield Amphitheater. My cousin, let me tell you, if ain't nobody else in my hype, man, my cousin, boy. Like, you have you. Anyways, but no. I won a trophy and some cash because I was in the talent bash, and I won, and I was excited about it. I'm like, yes, because I sure used it to put in the tank and to get the fabric for my dress, so thank you. You know, thank you, Chesterfield. It was a very different experience, you know, a different audience, and I'm just happy that I was received well. And that's, that was it. Yes. So how about this, cuzzo? How about we spin a record, then we get back, and then we get right off into Nikki's notations. What's your opinion about that?
I'm with it. Let's go. There's lots
go.
To catch up on because we
Boom.
Didn't. Sorry, we didn't go last week. However,
yeah, it'd be like that sometimes, man. That I had to miss the radio for that show. We could have did it that morning, but shit. Like I said, Rachel and Ray was fighting that morning. Ray wanted to work. Rachel was like, "We need to get some sleep."
Go on, Ray. Play the music, girl. Play the music.
All right. Here we go. 403 Mob. I want to be a victim.
I'm at it and think you did, but I guess that it's time to reconsider thinking this. I reckon you're heading to heaven, bringing it back to the number 7. When I drop kick your ass like this was a game of check, and I'm a weapon. Aggression shown with little to no discretion. Repossession by the demon, it makes me question my well-being. I believe in Jesus, but repentance can't be the reason you're still breathing. Tears are sleeping for forgiveness. Just too bad that I'm not so cold, and I don't forget that easily. Right, that sad look off your face, you know you want to be with me. Coming to compose it to these evil deeds. I don't give a fuck about thinking of stuff that'll make these people see. Equally, we're under God, but legally, I plunder. Just become your boss and jump your ass. But a good somersault. In the doorway, you hung your cross. Murderous foreplay, wonderful. Heard of the sports, they probably naughty. Yes, it's rough. Scary truth, I laugh out loud. Scared a dude, I have him now, nowhere to move.
Hold him,
understand about today's modern society. You gotta get used to musical variety. It's piracy, what's all these rappers try to be? Only one Ice Cube, only one Tupac, only one Nisham, only one Snoop Dogg, only one Ghost Unknown, and that's the art of new frauds. Only
thoughts don't stop for the I'm stopping the hate, pop popping slugs. Dropped in a grave on top of the mud, I'm off in a haze and I brought that blood.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Only God can judge me now.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Let God be the one to sort them out.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Let God only know.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Release their black and
hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker. You don't wanna be a victim. Hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker. You don't wanna be a victim. Hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker. You don't wanna be a victim. Hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker, hold them, motherfucker. You don't wanna be a victim.
Yes, yes, yes. I wasn't expecting that to end so abruptly, but but it did. Okay, about that song. First off, this is Ray Cole, Indie Up Saturday, D-Hour Network, if you're just tuning in. But that particular song, I like the beat. I like his flow, but I ain't like that kill him part, though. I don't know. Like, I just be feeling like certain stuff, like, could be like a subliminal message, like, brother, seek help. I mean, is that bad?
Well, it's how you feel.
I'm just saying, you know, words can be very powerful, you know what I'm saying, and they can move us
can
in a different
be.
Way.
They are powerful.
Yeah, like, that just was, I don't know, like, you know, I'm all, trust me, you know, I love me some hardcore rap, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, I don't know, that just didn't sit right. Maybe it's the wine.
I don't know. I don't want to be a victim, so what is it? What is that? What is it? I agree.
Hold on.
Nice flow.
I want to be a victim of getting paid, okay, or be a victim of living a good life, but I don't want to be a victim of getting murked. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't the thing.
This thing, sign me up, honey. Yes, I'd be a victim gladly, but
especially on Memorial Day weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's just our honest critique of the song. You know what I'm saying? Feel free, indie artists, if you are listening, to send us your music if you would like an honest critique. When you can send it to indieupsaturday@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, put critique my song, and we can play it on the radio and give you an honest critique of your music. This is not for the sensitive or the weak-hearted, because we're going to tell you what we think, okay? Like, we're going to give you a straight-up outside opinion. So if you jamming, hey, we don't have no problem, because me and my cousin love to compliment people. If you jamming, you jamming, but if you whack, you whack. But anyway.
It's our opinion, and the audience at large that's listening will have their feedback, and they could go on to our Facebook site at Indie Up Saturday and give their feedback. They can follow us on our Twitter account at Indie Up Saturday, and they're more than free to give us a call at area code 718-766-4553. And also, cousin,
yes,
let's remind the audience that if they want to be heard on the radio, that especially
yes,
for the African American Music Appreciation Month, if they have some music that gives some type of shout out appreciation, send it to us, and we may play it during that month and feature
boom
it.
Boom, there it is, boom. Yes, yes, boom. Okay, and make sure to leave us your information, because we will follow you back. We will send you friend requests. You know, we're up and coming, and we're on the move. So, you know, you better get aboard the train while it's moving at a pace you can catch, because once we take off, boo, we ain't pumping no brakes.
Yeah, it'll be a come
okay
up for everybody.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, cuzzo, I'm going to let you take it away with Nikki's notation. Boom.
Okay, lots and lots and lots to talk about. Well, I guess today, in addition to it being Hip Hop Appreciation Week coming to a close, we have Kim and Kanye's European Nuptials. in Italy. Why did I bring that up? Because that's just what it is. And who's going to be there as the best man? Jay-Z. Who's going to be performing? Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Wow.
I also hear that Rachel Roy is going to be there. Will we get another news/update, secondary beatdown coming soon, shortly at you? I'm sure everybody has heard what happened on May 5th after the Met Gala. Solange, who is Beyonce's little sister, gets at Rachel Roy. There was some type of verbal exchange. Beyonce stops it. And TMZ so graciously received a tape from the security guard working at the hotel, who, by the way, is no longer employed and may be facing criminal charges. But, you know, we appreciate his.
We appreciate the sacrifice.
Took that for the team, Caso. That's what I call taking it for the team.
Yeah, he said he took one for the USA, baby. Yes, you did. You're unemployed, but I'm pretty sure TMZ paid you top dollar, okay?
Wait a minute. Can we get a hand clap for Memorial Day for the security guard? That
yes, hold on one second. Yes, we can. This is for you, you bold, daring individual. You took one for the team. USA.
Yes. God bless the USA. And we'll get into that with the most death incident. But getting back to the altercation. So Solange comes through the door with some purpose. Her sister Beyonce follows, followed by her husband and the security guard. Bam! As soon as the doors closed, Solange, she was like a tiger.
One tiger.
Yelling. We didn't get the audio, but you could tell she was hitting, kicking, spitting, and had some words. What you think about that, cuz, when you seen it?
Well, I mean, when I first seen it, I said, what did he do to her to make her that mad? Because, I mean, as soon as the door closed, it was on and popping. Like, I mean, she held her composure very well, because if her name was Shaniqua instead of Solange, it would have been on and popping at the party. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to her to be able to hold her composure until she at least thought nobody was looking. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may have been. But I wonder what he did or said to her. You know what I'm saying? Because most of for her to snap out like that in public, what was said?
Okay, so there you go. There's a lot of speculation. And as we all know, the Carters have submitted a statement. They didn't address what the cause was. They did say that they were taking responsibility for their actions and they were uniting, yada, yada, yada. Okay, we get that. But what we do know is Rachel Roy has been on the scene for quite some time. She's the ex-wife of Damon Dash, who used to be, the co-owner with Jay-Z at Rockefeller. And she came in as an intern, word on the street. You can catch it on Wendy Williams as well, is that the interns, they got passed around. I don't know if it was Rachel Roy, but she sure did come up when she married Damon Dash. And, you know, her designing days flourished thereafter because she was working right alongside him when he was doing Rockaware. So, you know, But, and when she got with him, he was reportedly with Aaliyah, and God rest her soul during Memorial Day. Yes, shout out to Aaliyah. Yeah, so Rachel Roy got pregnant, and that was the end of that relationship with her. So not
she
quite
put that
sure.
baby on that man.
Okay, well, you know.
Like I said earlier, how you going to leave a legend for the intern? You left Aaliyah. I mean, granted, at that time, he probably didn't know that Aaliyah was going to be legendary. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you cheated on the legend. Well, I mean, if all of this is true and you was getting you some side booty, and, oh, girl, what you doing getting pregnant? You know what y'all, if y'all just playing, that ain't supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. So you put that baby on that man because you saw them dollar signs. Like, you know, women ain't crazy. You see that man with all
well,
that.
Well, whatever the come up was, that's what it was. And so going back to the mega, after the Met Gala, they were at this hotel. They had just shown up, and Solange, Beyonce, and Rachel Roy were allegedly dancing on the floor, and there was an exchange of words. And as soon as they exchanged the words, they shuffled on off to the elevator, and oh boy, got it. He got this. He's going to run away
the
jungle.
Got the 1-2 hit a quitter. He so did. She was kicking and swinging.
I know. I love. They should have been playing that song with the video, 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
But,
yeah, two. He got 1, 2, or 3 bitch problems now, cause
right. Well, not only at the point you made earlier when we spoke about Beyonce just kind of standing there. Like, I mean, she let him get served for a minute. So, I mean, I wonder what that was about. I mean, like, yeah, Solange, like I said, probably told her, look, B, I'll kick you too if you want to step in the way. But on the same token, eventually she did step kind of in and say something. But, yeah, she was.
Yeah, but
yeah.
That was after the fact that the security guard stepped on her dress. That's when she got into action. I don't know. I can't say what Solange said because, you know, it didn't seem like she was addressing her sister at the time. And even if she was, the Beyonce merged in with a wallflower at that point that she was going off for quite a long time. I mean, no word. I didn't really see her lips moving too much when it first started. And
on the same token, what do you do, though, when your man and your sibling and your relative is into it? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, yeah, if you may side with one over the other, but if you side, then it's like you're picking sides. But it's like, well, if I feel this person is right and you wrong, you know what I'm saying? But she probably let her get that ass. He was like, go ahead, I'm going to let you get all these licks in for whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the purpose is, go ahead and get them licks off the lines. I got you. She probably whispered in there before they got on the elevator, I'm going to get his ass.
Girl, she didn't seem like she was in the mood to whisper anything. She was in the mood to kick ass. And, you know, when you get hype like that, you know, it's like 0 to 100. But when she walked out of the hotel, people were trying to report that she could have been drunk or something. I don't see that because when she walked out of that hotel to get into that limousine with Jay-Z, was promptly escorted from the door to another waiting ride. She walked out with purpose, intact, hair, clothes, and she wasn't, you know, if you're drunk, you're kind of teetering or, you know, you can kind of tell if somebody is walking kind of off. No, she was walking with straight purpose. Her and her sister rode off into the sunset. And here they go, flying on a jet out plane to the Dominican Republic to see Kelly Rowland get married. They were joined with the mom. Ooh, I know.
Poor Kelly Rowland. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm with you. It's like I would have loved to have won. Heard the audio in the elevator, too, been in the Dominican Republic, no, in the limousine ride coming from the plane,
I'm not going to say I feel sorry for her because she's still a celebrity, you know what I'm saying, but I think that she'll just never have, I don't want to say the same level of success as Beyonce, but, like, even Beyonce, this, like, Beyonce going to her thing, that could be an overshadowing of her wedding. You get what I'm saying? Like, she can't, that moment from her, you know, like, she can't really have her moment. Like, I mean, granted, she might not care, You know what I'm saying? Maybe it hyped up her situation too, but, you know, on the same token, it's like, you know, if I was another celebrity, I wouldn't want my headline to read, you know,
Kelly Rowland gets married in a beautiful wedding. Or, yeah, Rachel Ray.
You get what I'm saying? but you know what I'm saying? You know, but the Beyonce brings Sister and Few down. You get what I'm saying? It's like, can I just have my moment? You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Beyonce isn't doing anything like that intentionally, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, she just always kind of going, I ain't going to even say it.
There weren't any reports that they had any altercations. As a matter of fact, there was a picture posted of Beyonce at the wedding. Well, she wasn't at the wedding, but at the location in a nice dress, I suppose, in the morning, saying good morning with a smile on
Beyonce
her face.
Beyonce is
so.
An actress. All of them are actresses. All of Hollywood that's made it to that level of success, they are actors and actresses because they have to be. Because if you don't want people to be in your everyday life, you got to learn how to have a poker face. Because if you don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's been times where she probably wants to come out without her looking crazy and was feeling horrible. You know what I'm saying? But it's like you can't do that if it's a camera always in your face. Because the moment they, because look what they did to Britney Spears. Look what they did to Michael Jackson. Look what they did to Whitney Houston. Look what they tried to do to Charlie Sheen. You see what I'm saying? Like, anytime the media sees something where if they can get in and see you looking horrible and bad, they finna take it and run with it. So you can't get caught slipping. So, I mean, I understand why Beyonce is putting, you know, putting on a performance. You know, because you don't want Beyonce, the real Beyonce's business, to get mixed up with Beyonce, the singer's business. So,
well, I get that, but you know what? Yeah. She posted that picture, but while she posted that picture, her sister Solange was taking down all the pictures of them. But since then, you know, after the statement, they were seen, Beyonce and Jay-Z were at basketball games. They were seen last Saturday, the whole family, Beyonce, Jay-Z, their Solange, their kids,
girl,
their mother, they were in the French damage control. But you know what?
Yes.
With that being said, there was a report that their ticket sales were down since the incident.
Ain't nobody finna pay no $300 to see. Look, let me tell you something. The only person... I'm going to pay that much money. Like, it got to be something in it for me. You see what I'm saying? Like, I better be leaving out with the Beyonce, Jay-Z on the run wardrobe. Okay, like, I want a shirt. I want some goggles. I want sunglasses. I want a headband. I want one of them wristbands. You know what I mean? I want a poster, nigga. I need CDs. Like, I need the works for $300. I need a picture with y'all. I'm not paying that much to see nobody. Okay, like, it's not going down. And like I said last time we spoke about it, the only people that can afford to go to that is somebody, most average people that's out here working these regular part-time jobs, 9 to 5 at Walgreens, Target, or whoever, they're not going to pay no three. That's a check. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't give you my check, Ms. Carter. I can't give you my check, hoe. Like, y'all getting ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Y'all turning in how Tommy Hilfiger used to do. Black people be buying outfits. Tommy Hilfiger outfits ain't paid their damn bills. They can't give you their check. I'm sorry. I refuse to give you my moolah for that much. Like, y'all are ridiculous. Okay? It's not going to happen. Not in this life. Not in the next life. Not on Venus. Not on Mars. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry.
Check.
And seen.
Okay.
And
let me go ahead and transition off of this topic because I see this is kind of
girl, they got America effed up. They got us effed up.
Well, but you know, that was after the video release. Maybe the on the run tickets will come back up because you know they did release that. That trailer of the movie, it was a 4-minute clip to promote their upcoming On the Run tour, and
it's all a tactic.
Yeah.
It's a tactic, but, you know, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't mad at him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no hater. sell your stuff how you gotta sell it. But if you notice, I mean, it's just, it's the year of Beyonce. She came in the year when she dropped her album the way she dropped it, and social media pretty much went crazy, which was genius, I must say. You know what I'm saying? But, like, all what they do, and which I think is brilliant, that's the same thing Charlie Sheen did, is they use the controversy that the media tries to put out there about them to their advantage, and they make stuff happen. So I think that people will still support them. I just think that they're a little ridiculous if they think somebody's going to pay $300 for their ticket. Like, you can kick rocks. I'm sorry. Look, let me get off the ticket thing.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm in my feelings.
let me get it on another note. That was according to Forbes. It was about a 13.5% decrease. But according to Hip Hop DX, Solange sees a 300% spike in digital sales after the Jay-Z incident. So sales for a week prior to the video being released was around 600 a week. It went up to 2,000. So, I mean, their own. So, I guess
all you
got to
do is beat Jay-Z down. And you become a star overnight.
There you go. I guess so. It worked out in Solange's favor. But, you know, let me just move on over to Mos Def because...
No. Wait. What about the tell-all book? What about that? We were talking about that or something about... is that a
spoof? Well, if you're still ready to ride with the story, I'll stay with it. So that was part of the rumor that this is a report from In Touch magazine. It looks like Solange is going to go after her, after Jay-Z, not in a physical way, but allegedly she's going to write a book that will let us know about some shocking family secrets. So that PR statement, I guess we can wait a little while for those pages to flow. They said reportedly she's supposed to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce's marriage. So go to the Touch magazine and follow up. What you think about that one?
All I know is I'm going to have a book. Because I'm nosy. I'm going to have a book, and that book's going to sell. That's going to be a New York Times bestseller. But that's cool for her. She can make some money and probably live real good off it the rest of her life. But that's kind of a LaToya Jackson move right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them tell their own story. Like, they don't need you writing about their life. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully it's just a rumor and it's not true. But if it is, you know, shame on you, Solange, but get that money on the same breath. Like, I can't even be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even be mad at you for real because, I mean, it's a life that you have to be around and have to endure. But you know what, though? A lot of times, like, you know, they try to keep the media and stuff out of their lives, but a lot of times it's people that's closest to you that's going to tell all your damn business, you know, so.
Well, with that said, I agree with you, and I understand your point of view with her. Maybe she shouldn't tell her sister's business, but at the same time, obviously, she's fighting her sister's battles, and it must have something to do with that marriage, because why would you pop off on Rachel Roy and then turn around within a short amount of time? We're not talking about hours or days. I'm talking about as soon as we walk off to get out of this place, she's on her husband, and she has nothing to say. Beyonce, not that we heard. Okay, we don't know. Okay, but Solange obviously has some
inside info
with their relationship.
Yeah.
It looks like it must be ongoing. Yeah, I don't think Beyonce did not look surprised.
She didn't. I mean, they probably fight all the time. And not only that, I mean, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go ahead and spin another record because we'll be getting in with our first interview for the evening here shortly. But for the most part, my thing is, who knows what they going through, you know what I'm saying? And for real, it's either one or two things. You either going to involve people in your relationship or you're going to keep them out. But on the same token, if it's somebody you love and you see them going through something with somebody, you can't help the way you feel or the way you respond. Not only that, yeah, Jay-Z can probably get any woman he wants to, but Jay-Z, don't forget, Beyonce can get any man that she wants. Boom. So we're going to play the Gecko Brothers, Hands High. Boom. Indie Up Saturday.
As we continue on, right about now, you are rocking to the sound of the Gecko Brothers. Gecko Nation, stand up. Prefab and John O' does it again. And it's cool, it's cool, it's cool. Hold your hands high. Right about now, shout out to the cap band. Rest in peace, Robbie, go. Go, 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 let's go. That cooling out, sipping on something for you to vibe. I no need to pull a weapon, cause I'm sure you got your hands hot. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move. Just be that two-stepping wave, head nodding to the sky. Throw your hands up in the air and kick the motherfucker high now. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move.
I got the white Air Forces, blue denim shorts, white t-shirt, my car's parked by the court. Stereo pumping that M-Tri jam. Got the ring on my finger, so excuse me, ma'am. I just came to have fun, but not in that way. So respect mine, and I'll do the same.
Okay.
This is the cool-out mission that the O is on. If I'm feeling any drama, best believe I'm gone. I just want to get your hands up and have a good time. Like JJ and Michael, damn, Thelma was fine. Sorry for the flashback, but Bernadette can get it. Even now, if I got a chance, I might just hit it. Okay, let me stop playing and get back to the point. The point is the Gecko's here to rock the joint. This is the summer banger that's oh so fly. Block party style now, get your hands up high.
Just be that cooling out, sipping on something for you to vibe. I no need to pull a weapon, cause I'm sure you got your hands hot. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move. Just be that two-stepping wave, head nodding to the sky. Throw your hands up in the air and kick the motherfucker high now. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot.
Everybody move.
Now that's that summer type of fit that's reminiscing the 55th. Go up to the record tournament, then you will hit 45th. To get the all-fish and famous, keep a line standing out. And Harlem passing what I'm talking about.
We on that uptown.
We keep on rising to the top. It be the theme song. Baggy jeans on.
Icy white.
7th Avenue be the jump off on a Friday night. No, we don't f*** around in PJs. It be too many fights. Sipping the frozen nutcrackers with the smidgen of the fruit juice in it. Frontin' hard and it's in it. Pumping Ron G to kick a pre-tables in it. Star Child, Brucey B, and Starsky was in it. Hollywood or SNS, and I got a hit. 125th on Saturday, the cop the Yankee fitted. Keep them fresh, oh yeah. And I'm a sport, my way you go in line of chickens who would walk by, acting like they couldn't speak. Harlem week is like a tradition, even though it's a month long. Harlem Day Parade, celebrating in the love strong. Barbecue, sipping Henny out of white cup. Summer keep it gecko when people putting their hands up.
See that cooling out, sipping on something for you to vibe. I no need to pull a weapon, cause I'm sure you got your hands hot.
Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot.
Everybody move.
Just be that two-stepping wave, head nodding to the sky. Throw your hands up in the air and kick the motherfucker high now. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot.
Everybody move.
Yeah, that's my song. Keep your name. Hey, that was a good choice, Mr. Gecko Brothers. I like how y'all incorporated the Gap Band. Like, yes, that was smooth. Yes, yes. Way to keep my head bobbing. Way to keep my head bobbing. But, yes, we are about to get into our first interview for the night. Loose is playing on his latest album, Voltage, which stands for Voice of Love, Truth, and Good Energy, coming soon. Watch out as he grows as an artist and enjoy him, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I would like to give a warm D-Hour welcome to Lou. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How about you guys?
Fine.
Awesome.
Welcome.
Yeah, I love it. Energetic. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what happens when you link up with your cousin, like me and her keep our boogie fist in the air. Yes, honey, yes. Okay, boom, there it is, honey, yes. Okay, but enough about us. We're here to talk about you. So we are going to swan dive right over into this interview. So, Luz, tell the world what you want them to know about you. What do you want them to know? Let's start it off with that.
I'm an Atlanta native. You know, for the past 2 years, I've been living in L.A., and I just came back to the city. So when you listen to this album, you're going to hear a lot of references of how it was back in L.A. as opposed to how it was, you know, in my hood. You know what I'm saying? So I experienced different things, and I saw different ways the money was circulating. So, you know, I had to bring it back to my people and have them understand. First and foremost, my name is Luzky Lou, but they call me Luz for short, or we're going through like a name change right now. So just trying to figure it all out. And, I just put a lot of thought into this album to put it out.
Okay. So what off this album, what would be your favorite song, like the one that you, because I don't know if you noticed, I do music as well, and, you know, I got certain songs that I know they good because I like them, you know what I'm saying, because I listen to them. What song would that be for you?
Oh, okay. Off top, matter of fact, I heard your music, too, and I definitely know you do music because you sound, like, beautiful. It's awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I was grooving with you, too, now. I was grooving with you, too. That sweet nothing. That's
too.
Radio ready. Radio what? Ready. Yes, honey. Yes.
So off of Voltage album, I will probably go with Different in My City.
Okay.
Shine Bright and Cold.
Those.
Oh, and Vegetables. Vegetables is like my... That's like my secret weapon, because I haven't heard anybody not like vegetables yet. So yeah.
Okay, secret weapon. I heard that you said I ain't ready for that one, huh?
yeah, exactly.
Okay, cuz, you got a few questions you want to throw into the...
Nikki Notations, yes.
Okay, there we go, okay.
And I am actually from the West Coast. I know I say it every time, but since you gave a shout out, I'm gonna go and shout with you, West Coast. Okay.
Hey.
So
well, that me with.
So Lou, I'm glad that you brought up the song "Different My City" because you use the auto tune in that song, and I thought you did real well. What prompted you to go with that? Because, you know, there's been a few naysayers about the auto-tune and hip-hop, you know, rap. What is your take on it?
I wouldn't hate on anything that sounds great. Like, you know what I mean? There's no way you can hate on something that sounds great. But the auto-tune actually was not my idea. That was Ray Funder, an exceptional artist who basically executive produced my whole album. He put in most work, juggling like 8 different albums at one time, his own music along with different artists that are under the Uber Wood team. So,
Ray
Funder, you remember when I said something about a secret weapon? He is the secret weapon. Everything he touches turns to gold.
Boom.
Oh, that's a big shout out. Okay, what was her name?
Okay. I know, right. Right. Say his name one more time so that way people that are interested in working and they got some dollars can come his way, honey. Yes.
Hey, you better know it. That's Ray Funder. Ray Funder. R-E-Y-F-O-N-D-E-R. Ray Funder.
Okay. So you were also talking about, Lou, you're going through a name change. Can you give us a little background on what prompted your stage name change in addition to what was the inspiration behind your album Voltage name?
Okay. So my name was Louski Lou, L-O-U-S-K-I-L-O-O. I'm changing it to Loose, L-O-O-S-E, you know, within the coming year. Basically, I did it because it's easier for people to understand. But I originally had Louski Lou. It derived from me paying homage to, like, Outkast. When I was in the eighth grade, believe it or not, I had to write a story about a utopia, like the perfect place. It was around the time that Stankonia came out. And if you listen to Stankonia, they had, like, the breaks in there where they was like, circles his left foot, a.k.a. so-and-so, and they just went on and on with these crazy names. So when I had to present this this story to the class with, like, purple grass and we lived underground and we did all that, I was like, look, man, my name is Lulu Green, the Astro Jackson, a.k.a. Lufkin Luke for short. And they went crazy. So it just stuck, you know, I was walking through the hallways and they was calling me, what's up, Blues? What's up, Lusky?
Uh-oh, so, made your own nickname, boom.
Yeah, so it was born then.
Okay,
so
well,
what about
how you
inspiration?
Do
what about
the name
behind the album name?
Now Voltage, I got that name from, I graduated from Savannah State University.
Congratulations.
Hey. Wait, hold on, we got to do another crowd applause, I'm sorry, yes, I got a little lost on my words there, but hold on, yes, let's give a round of applause to this brother, because, you know, they think their rappers are not educated, but what you just say, one more time, say it loud.
I say I graduated from Savannah State University,
A big shout out to all the graduates for this particular month as well. But congratulations,
yes.
Luz. Keep on going.
Yes.
Already. Congratulations, yes. Especially for that 2014, man. Y'all did it.
Boom.
So
okay.
A major was electronic engineering. So, you know,
smart.
So with the engineering, I did, you know, working with circuits and all that. So I thought of the name. I thought it would be a great play on words if I could use Voltage. And basically, I was filling in, like, what can I use as an acronym for Voltage? And Voice of Love, Truth, and Good Energy just came out.
Okay. And I love your CD cover. Like, that's awesome. Yeah, that's real creative. Yeah, real creative.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for sending it. It's awesome. It's really nice. Yes. Okay, so I guess this is my go again with the questions. Okay. In 5 years, where do you see yourself in the music industry?
That's a great question. Taking over crowds. I don't want to specifically say, like, where I'll be. Like, I'll be the number one seller, or I'd have a great – I'll have a huge fan base, and they'll definitely know my name. That's all I can say about that. They'll know my name, and that's all I want.
Okay. I mean, hey, keep grinding, and you'll definitely get there. I say in 5 years for me, I personally want to be a mogul. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, granted, I don't have to be a singer, you know, but I feel like any artist, like, regardless of what genre you're in or whatever you're doing, I feel like the goal is for people to know who you are before you say who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you don't even have to introduce yourself. Yeah, so I definitely feel you on that one, brother. I definitely, look, reach for the stars. Yeah. Just hold on to them. Hold on to the moon and swing into the stars. That's all I can say.
Exactly. Yep.
Yes. But I got another question for you.
Okay.
No, go ahead. No, did you have something you wanted to say? I'm sorry.
Well, I basically, when I think of, like, where the music is going now, you know what I mean? Everybody's talking about the same thing. Everybody's talking about how much money they got, how much they spending, what they doing in the club, what they doing here, what they doing there. And I ain't necessarily trying to change it, but I want to open up another conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's so mainstream. Like, what you doing in the club, and what drug you on. You know what I mean? Like, we can talk about other things, and I'm willing to be the first to actually, like, you know, say something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's change
so
the conversation.
5 years from now, I want it to be where we on equal playing grounds out here.
I like that. Well, you know, since you brought that up, you want to open up a new dialogue. And obviously with your initial name, you said that you were paying homage to Outkast and their utopic sound. Let me just ask you a question. I know you've been talking about 5 years from now, but in the spirit of ending with Hip Hop Appreciation Week, if you had a time machine, what year would you go back to and why?
Ooh. Good question, cuz.
You're going to move you forward and back. Yes.
Great question, girl.
Now, that is deep. Man, I would go back to Fight the Power when they dropped.
Oh, yeah, Public Enemy. Mm-hmm.
Right. When Public Enemy dropped, I would go back there because there was like the perfect time. You had Public Enemy doing their thing. You had Humpty Hump doing his thing. And it was like a balance, but it all rocked. Like everything worked. It wasn't like a fight for, you know what I mean? A fight for this or all we go push out is just this gangster stuff. All we go put out is just this Fight the Power stuff. Nah, it was like a balance. So I think
that was back in 1988 when Spike Lee did Do the Right Thing. Oh, I like you, Lou.
Man, you better believe it, man. You better believe it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Ooh.
Yes. We were just talking about Spike Lee last week or the week before, weren't we? We had a discussion about him.
The perfect combination. You're intelligent, you're artist, you're forward thinking, you know how to appreciate the past, you know how to travel, incorporate an ambient, bring it back, work. Oh, you are all around. Oh, yes, Lou, yes.
Yes, honey. That's okay. I mean, like, we love people that's moving, and not only that you're moving, and you got some sense. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, good sense recognize good sense. So, I mean, if you're talking about that stuff that's accurate, you know what I'm saying? We can't do nothing but vibe with you. Can't do nothing but vibe with you. Yeah, no, we appreciate you coming on to the show, brother. That's what we appreciate. But we're going to get a few more questions in, and then we're going to get your record. Okay, they told me to stop saying record. Look, my mama was from the 70s, okay? She said record. So it's real hard for me to stop saying record, okay? So I'm going to have to just bring that word back, okay? But we're going to get it slaying. Okay. Yes, okay. I'm going to have to do something, okay? Anyway, so you talked about, you know, this album pretty much is about, you know, just living between two cities, L.A. and Atlanta, and just different things you see or saw in between that. But normally, what inspires you to write? Like, what does your inspiration come from? And not only that, who – I know you spoke of Outkast. I know you spoke of
Public Enemy.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I was going to say niggas with attitude, but okay. I'm sorry. But okay. But, yes, you spoke of Public Enemy, but who else are some of your influences?
Definitely Jay-Z. You can't have a be in this business if you're not influenced by what Jay-Z has done.
Yeah. Okay. At least business-wise, because he is a hustler. Like, if nothing else,
exactly.
He's a hustler.
Exactly.
His collaborations are good, too, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I like his collaborations, but anyhow, that's just me. Go ahead.
No, I definitely like him. I was listening to that Ace to the Izzo, that Unplugged version. Oh, my God. That is the best. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but you should check it out. That's, like, one of the best introductions ever. Like, that is the way to mesmerize the crowd before you kill the stage. Like,
oh, man.
I'm sorry.
This
hat to Jay-Z. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One thing I learned from listening to Jay-Z or just watching him is that he can give you some lines in there that have some substance, but at the same time, he can make it like something that the masses want to hear. But, you know,
right.
It'll sneak by the people that don't want to hear, like, the substance or the consciousness. So, you know what I mean? He knows how to play both ends very well. And that's something that I just want to perfect, is like being able to make the hit but also give you something that you'll enjoy.
That's something that's going to drop some knowledge on you. So that way, not only are you boogieing, but I'm telling you like it is in the process, you know.
Exactly. I think what's funny about, you know, the hip-hop or the conscious rapper is that they forget that you're supposed to dance.
Yeah.
You said that, because I noticed that for me, that's the difference on my appreciation for the West Coast music versus the East Coast. And I'm not trying to have a divide, but with the West Coast music, you boogie sissing all day long. But
yeah.
So it's like they have the drum beat. I mean, it's cool. I can hear the words, but I like to get down with the beat while you know, telling me how somebody is, whatever they are to you,
yes.
You know. So,
yes, yeah. The West Coast definitely ride on you like that. Be boogieing on your ass and telling you about yourself in the same touch. Like, I've never seen anything like that. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to get off into that, but
okay.
I know. And let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
All right,
so I'm sorry. Look, she just sparked a nerve when she said that. But no, so where can we find your music, your product? Like, what's your home base, home front? If we looking for Mr. Loose, where Mr. Loosey Lou, where can we find you?
My website is looskilou.bandcamp.com, and you spell that looskilou.bandcamp.com.
Boom. Okay. Where else? You on Facebook? What social media? You know, it's a beautiful thing. You need to be
with everywhere.
Advantage. Yes. Okay.
You can go to my fan page, which is facebook.com/LooskyLou, or you can go to my personal page, which is Loose Voltage. So you type that in the search, I'm definitely the first person to pop up with it. SoundCloud Loose Voltage, and Twitter and Instagram, the same thing, at Loose.
Okay. You hear this, world? You hear where to find this young man? Do you hear this? Okay. Be writing it down, jotting it down, because, honey, yes, listening to that song, you're going to be the next one to blow, because you definitely rocking. Yes, honey, and you got a good mind about yourself. So, I mean, you kind of got the total package, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck and success in whatever it is that you are trying to do. And when you get to the top, if you get there before me, remember this name, Ray Cole. Okay.
Ray Cole. Oh.
Remember this name.
I appreciate
you guys. No, we appreciate you, dear. Is there anybody you want to give any shout outs to or anything before we play your song?
Man, I want to give a shout out to KP. I want to give a shout out to Ray Fonda. I want to give a shout out to Adonica 9, one of the best vocalists in the city. My brother, Kofi, my other brother. Just the whole East Side, man. You know what I mean? Everybody that's doing this music thing, everybody who's spending countless hours trying to figure out what route to take, trying to figure it out,
yes.
Trying to do something new. Everybody.
Yes,
well,
yes. You
definitely,
better preach, brother.
Atlanta has another winner. Yes, Atlanta. Thank you. Yes.
Boom, yes. Thank you so much.
Water.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was just Loosey Lou. Okay, Loose Voltage, pick up the album, support this brother. It's, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's cool to like and all that type of stuff on social media, but if you can support him, you know what I'm saying, support him, because indie artists, we out here doing the damn thing, if you ain't know, okay? But we about to get into this record, Loose. It's different in my city. Here we go.
It's something a little different in the air right now. Got money, I don't even have a care right now. Yeah, cause anywhere, anywhere go down. Anywhere, even slow down. Cause I do it for my city and the people who be struggling, who want something better. You didn't, you better know now.
Something a little different in the air right now. I don't even have a care right now. Yeah, trust anywhere and anywhere go down. Ain't no need but to get it even slow down.
Cause I do it for my city and the people who be struggling, who want something better. You didn't, you better know now.
If I could, I'd live a little different. Eat a little different, eat something different. If I could, I'd live a little different. Eat a little different, eat something different. Trust anywhere and anywhere go down. Ain't no need but to get it even slow down.
Cause I do it for my city and the people who be struggling, who want something better. You didn't, you better know now.
Can't go back to eating inside my mama's basement. I done dropped mimosas on the rooftop. I done walk the same streets as Tupac. Let a nigga chill and watch Kobe take a few shots. I call my partner to see how he was living. I can hear the anger in his voice. We ain't really got a choice, nigga. What's a bad decision, nigga? Trapping on the eating, nigga. We eating, nigga. Police see as a quota that they meet a nigga. Probably undercover, make me nervous when I meet a nigga. And you know how hard it is to raise daughter in the city. And you know you got it worse if you're pretty. Every song is like they glorifying strippers on the trap. So the kids use the music as a map. I told him, bro, you obsessed with this drug money. Then he asked, what money ain't drug money? He said he obsessed and I have this little girl hungry. Without a degree, though, none of these jobs want me. The kind of time went, you a college grad, though. My mindset, headguns with chopper ammo. He told me, stay up, I told him, pray up. I hung up, we blazed up, he shooting cracks in the trap with a strap indicator. I'm rolling dice too, but I'm flirting with a waitress at a table in Vegas.
Something a little different in the air right now.
Cause I do it for my city and the people who be struggling, who want something better. You didn't, you better know now.
If I could, I'd live a little different. Eat a little different, eat something different. If I could, I'd live a little different. Eat a little different, eat something different. Trust anywhere and anywhere go down. Ain't no need but to get it even slow down.
Cause I do it for my city and the people who be struggling, who want something better. You didn't, you better know now.
I ain't supposed to be up in Beverly Hills, looking over the city, you're feeling that sun real. Eating all of these shrimp, shaking hands with millionaires and heirs, with little cares who grow up, turn 18, becomes the millionaires. My data pro athlete studying his career, I'm here spilling my beer. Diamonds all in my ear, braids hat to the rear, I'm seeing it so clear. They laughing at it. Hood is a bad joke and you rap about it. Now I'm claiming some territory we don't need own. Mama ain't on the lease, why niggas wanna be street? Mike, pull up on you in a 350. She can pop her English like the elite too. With a fixes book filled with handwritten equations, casually rearranging, reversing laws of gravity. So I can reach a new height, the propellers hitting for me. Niggas wishing I fell apart for me. Niggas wishing I rise and fly with me. I can't wait to get back to my city. Invest in my community, get back to my city. And do it different from the others who came up and turned it back to my city. Be gentle, you come back to my city. I'ma change the game in here, don't care if you take it with me.
I'm a little different than the air right now. I don't even have a care right now. Yeah, trust anywhere and anywhere go down. Ain't no need but to get it even slow down.
Cause I do it for my city and the people who be struggling, who want something better. You didn't, you better know now.
If I could, I'd live a little different. Eat a little different, eat something different. If I could, I'd live a little different. Eat a little different, eat something different. Trust anywhere and anywhere go down. Ain't no need but to get it even slow down.
Cause I do it for my city and the people who be struggling, who want something better. You didn't, you better know now.
Different in the air right now, right now. Got money, I don't even have a care right now.
Trust anywhere and anywhere go down. Need but to get it even slow down.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rap critics save money, cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you're zapped for toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a sh**, so Rap Max trying to use my black, and so advertisers can give them more cash for ads. I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, so I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is wrong. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess the most? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of the store, my paper's legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp to tack? Pop a law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my d- We'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Now, once upon a time, not too long ago, like myself, had a strong armor. This is not a winner sense of having a but a be having no god sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Beans on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a kick a shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the school was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweet but I hold my d- I got 99 problems being a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Woo! Woo! If a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, and bitch ain't one. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
Welcome to Career Day. I hope you're excited to hear about all the great things you can do when you grow up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Emily. I'm super excited to introduce my dad because he's my hero. When I was little, my dad was away a lot. But I was okay with that because he was doing this really important work driving ambulances in Iraq. Now he's at home, which is great for me because I get to see him every day now. And he's still the biggest hero I know because he tells all the ambulances and the fire engines where to go and rescue people when there's an emergency. I'm so proud of him. He's awesome. He's my dad.
If your service-connected disability prevents you from continuing in your civilian career, Voc Rehab offers counseling, training with a living allowance, education, and other services to help prepare you for your next mission.
Welcome to Career Day. I hope you're excited to hear about all the great things you can do when you grow up.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. the eyes of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism
Yes. We are back. The Hour Network. Indie Up Saturday. Sorry about that little blooper there. But, the show's going to keep on rolling. Yes. We are back. I am your girl, Ray Cole. Holding it down with me is my cousin, Nikki Notations. And we are going to swan dive back over into the topics.
Yes, take it away, cuz. Before we get off into it, I just want to remind the audience that African American Music Appreciation Month is coming up next month. We are going to have a fabulous show for you each and every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. And if you are a artist and you have a contribution as far as musically, poetically, what have you, that you want played on the show as a contribution to this appreciation, please give us a call, 718-766-4553. Send us an email at indieupsaturday@gmail.com. Hit us on Twitter. Our handle is @IndieUpSaturday, and you can find us as well on Facebook under IndieUpSaturday. So, give a reminder. Yes. So, moving back through the topic, because again it's Memorial Weekend, we just want to pay tribute to some heavy hitters, and that would include Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Tupac, and we're gonna give a little special recognition to our lost son, Trayvon Martin, in just a moment. But let's go on and start with Michael Jackson. You know, he had a posthumous album come out, and it was released by the Jackson Estate, and Quincy Jones has went on Canada's CBS radio station and stated that he's not feeling the album, even though the song that initially came out that debuted, Love Never Felt So Good, which is a duet with Justin Timberlake, it became Michael Jackson's 28th top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. So it just debuted May 17th, and it hit at number 2. So, yes, Quincy Jones. What he said, the reason behind not liking the album being released, he's quote saying they're trying to make money, and I understand it. Everybody's after the money, the estate, the lawyers, it's all about money, end of quote. So that is what he says, but I find it very interesting that Mr. Jones, Quincy Jones, has also filed a lawsuit against Michael Jackson Estate and Sony Music last October, seeking $10 million in royalties and production fees he said he's owed. Now, don't get me wrong, if he owes your money, you should get it, but, okay, your rationale for them releasing songs after his passing, and you don't like it because they're trying to make money, I don't know, man. It seems like you get your hands in the pot, too. But the very interesting quote that he had is, you know, he was talking about working on with Michael Jackson, and obviously Quincy Jones is a major producer, heavyweight in the industry, and he scored some major iconic hits with Michael Jackson, Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, and We Are the World. But what he said in regards to working with Michael Jackson on the Thriller album is he said they didn't ask for Michael's advice on anything, and as the producer that he had to take the lead. And this is his quote, just real quick. He said, quote, what am I going to learn from Michael? I don't want to be singing and dancing. I didn't ask him about anything. We told him what songs he was going to sing. The producer has to be that. Okay. I'm going to let you take it away first.
In the words of Mr. Big's song, Trial Time, okay? Excuse my French. Pardon my language, okay? But them jealous ass niggas and them hoes start hating, okay? Like, I mean, what? Like, why are you saying this stuff about this man? Was he not persecuted enough during life? But like I said before, I guess what it can be is that sometimes, you know, maybe in real life, Quincy Jones just wasn't feeling Michael Jackson. And, you know, just because he passed away, that don't mean that his blows are going to be softened. You know, a lot of times people think just because a person passes that people are going to be speaking real positive and kind about him. But, you know, who knows what their relationship was like. But me personally, I just have a very difficult time saying that Michael, he's saying that they didn't really consult with Michael about anything. I find that really hard to believe. Not only that, I was watching some documentary when they were talking about Michael Jackson and that, I don't know if it was Bad or Thriller, but one of the albums they put on, they had to put on, like, standby, and, like, Michael was anxious to get the album out, this, that, and the third, and I think it was, I want to say Thriller. I think that was the album because they didn't think that the times, they didn't think they were ready for the song. So me personally, I think that he might be blowing a little smoke up a few booty holes because I can't imagine him coming up with a concept like Thriller. You know what I'm saying? And some of those other concepts. But, you know, who knows? I mean, Michael Jackson is going to be... He's going to be spoke about thousands of years from now. Like, when the aliens come back and dig up the earth, they're going to find stuff about Michael Jackson. Quincy Jones, you might be in the running, but you ain't going to be up there with Mike. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you probably need to get out your feelings and get into this business. That's all I'm saying, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to end my statement at that.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me just say one or two words, and then we'll move on to Whitney Houston. Maybe he's feeling some type of way because the project was headed by L.A. Reid, what did I say, Reid? I'm sorry.
Well, I knew what you were talking about. I knew where you was going with.
Well, maybe the TLC biopic, you know, they said he was kind of rude up. It's Ronnie Slip. Okay, L.A. Reid, there was a production from Timbaland, Rodney Jerkins, Jerome, J-Rock Harmon, and others. Quincy Jones wasn't included in that. Maybe it has something to do with that $10 million lawsuit, dude. I mean, I'm not saying get your money, but maybe is there any other way that you could have done it? Because obviously he was close to him. But with that statement that he made, maybe it really was just a business relationship because that was kind of a undercut. I mean, why would you say something like that? I'm kind of surprised that Michael Jackson didn't have more artistic input for such a huge album.
I really find that very hard to believe. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is this, yes, you can come up with, just say that they did come up with all of his concepts. He still delivered on his end. You get what I'm saying? His talent still took it where it needed to be because you can have a great idea, but if you don't have the right person to support that great idea, it's going to fall through the cracks. You know what I'm saying? So
let me just tell you right now, you and everybody else know when Thriller hit, Michael Jackson was big ever since he was young. Quincy Jones was a heavyweight in his own right, but anybody associated with Thriller went through the stratosphere.
Yeah, he didn't need Quincy.
Well,
Quincy, Mike didn't need you.
Okay, well, we gonna go ahead and we transition to Whitney Houston and talking about somebody being needed. They're saying that Angela Bassett, who co-starred with Whitney Houston in Waiting to Excel, the movie that came out in 1995, has had a green light from Lifetime to direct a television movie titled simply Whitney Houston. And the movie is basically going to talking about the singer. She obviously, she was an actress. She was a producer, model, songwriter. They're going to talk about her relationship with Bobby Brown.
Lord.
So, you know, that's
they're trying to put poor Bobby in the grave.
You know, well, I don't know. I hope she gives a fairer account because she says that she respects them as individuals, as a couple, and I don't know what her point of view is going to be with it, but obviously we know that there was a challenging relationship there, but I do hope that she stays respectful of the fact that they do have a daughter, Bobby Christina,
right.
Who's now
right.
21.
And Bobby Brown still alive. You know,
and
I just,
Bobby Brown is... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, cuz.
Yeah,
finish what you're saying.
He's still alive, so, you know, if anybody was to tell the story, I think that Angela Bassett, as a prominent actress herself, as a woman, as an African-American, as a person who knows the Hollywood business, so to speak, I feel more confident and comfortable with her giving
with her
point of view as a director. So I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to take a look. But I just found it interesting that, you know, they had the movie and they had that infamous Bravo reality show being Bobby Brown. And
that show is hilarious, girl. They crazy on that. Like, what I got from that show was that Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, as crazy as they may have been, they boogied through this bitch. They had enjoyed their life. They traveled. They ate good. They did what they wanted to do. I mean, granted, it may not have been the life that you or I would have chosen or, you know what I'm saying, that we would have chosen for somebody to live, but they lived their life the way they wanted to. How many people can say that? You know what I'm saying? Well, how many people can say that?
They were married for 14 years, so I'm sure they had the good, the bad, the ugly, but, you know, 14 years is a long time to be attached and down in a unit, and that show, you know, gave a little insight to the humanity of the couple.
Right.
Versus, you know, and I think it's so interesting that show was an introduction to Britney Spears TV show, Chaotic.
Oh, Lord. Everybody's spiraling. I think what they did was they got a little niche. They saw this spiraling out of control thing was a selling point, and they just took it, and everybody was spiraling out of control. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to have to run a record because we're going to get ready for our next interview here.
Okay.
Crackheads ain't got that type of money, okay? Not no crackheads. Like, if y'all, I'm sorry, maybe because I'm biased because Whitney Houston, I love her. Like, she is everything. So, anybody got something bad to say about Whitney Houston, you can kiss my booty on behalf of Whitney Houston. Oh, two snaps, honey. Yes, two snaps. We going to play Lady Low, Dream Chaser. Hopefully, we're getting in with our second interview when we get back. Here we go.
Okay.
Take a second look, your face speaks the words. Now you're seeing double, son, your vision's blurred. More than one Lady Low, yo, that's absurd. Stampeding over rapping, you hear the herd. When I climax, it's like I'm coming hard. 25 to life, sitting behind these bars. Now who are you to figure? I was never gonna make it. Got the surprise of your life the way I have to flip it. I'll make a bigger figure, without no 9 to 5. You keep on working hard, while I work smarter. Back on my A game, I'm only getting started. Believe in my vision, Matthew 3:16. Paved the way for a star, universal gleaming. I don't have to blow your candle off for me to shine. My grind so hard, make you bite your lip. Raise your glasses high to my accomplishments.
Hard work, dedication, motivation, keys to success. Dream chasing, I could be the best. I could be the best. I could be the best. Hard work, dedication, motivation, keys to success. Dream chasing, I could be the best. I could be the best. I could be the best.
Some people look at me different. Ain't no time to judge. Now I'm climbing the chop. Y'all already know. Fireman in the in my hand. Signed with TMG, you gotta understand. Ryan is the man, mapping out all my plans. He believed in my message, that's a sixth sense. Believe in your dreams, it's only heaven sent. Wise men only make wise investments. No starting on that money, I'm not a money chaser. Following my dreams, equal money chasing me.
Hard work, dedication, dedication.
Motivation,
motivation,
keys to success. Dream chaser, I could be the best. I could be the best. I could be the best.
Hard work,
dedication,
dedication.
Motivation,
motivation,
keys to success. Dream chaser, I could be the best. I could be the best. I could be the best.
I was just a young boy, dreaming of bad days, and that's why I'm praying for still bad days.
They said this can't be love. They said I'm just a thug, and I'm not good enough, and you should leave. Oh, but yes, you came away. Girl, you have changed my way. You put a smile on my face. Stay with me.
Music you got sprinkled going on, like, yes, that's a very nice beat. But yes, we're about to get it in with our final interview for the evening. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, divas and hustlers, let's give a warm D Hour Indie Up Saturday welcome for DJ Jersey. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm good, I'm good. I got Chose Mac on the line, too.
Okay, okay, that's cool. We can get it in with both of you guys, so let's go ahead and swan dive over into this interview. How are you doing, Mr. Chose Mac? Or Chose Mac, I'm sorry.
I'm good.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good.
Awesome,
I'm straight.
Awesome.
I'm straight. Actually, we got a show in a little bit.
Oh, I heard that. Hustle on, brother. Hustle on. I feel you on that one. Okay, okay, so let's get on over off into it. So, DJ Jersey, tell us some things about yourself. What do you want the world to know about you and what it is that you do?
Well, basically, I'm out here right now just managing my artist, Chose Mac, and everything. Like, we're just pushing this music out to the masses. We're just getting everything done, getting the music heard.
Okay, okay. Do you do anything else besides manage? I mean, hence the name DJ. Like, do you do... you know, hey, I'm trying to promote you. Look, I'm trying to put you out there, let the world know what you do.
Yeah, I do like mixtapes and everything. Like, actually, like, in a couple months, I might be doing a little touring and everything with this indie label down with SKE Records. And like, basically, like, I'm on my DJ Khaled flow, like, just getting different artists and get on tracks and everything. I'm also gonna start producing pretty soon.
Okay. Okay, hey, there you go. Get that money. That's all I can tell you. So what was the inspiration behind your name?
Well, I'm a DJ. YRS, that's the team that I was with and everything, Young Riot Squad, and Jersey is the name that everybody gave me when I moved from Jersey to Charlotte.
Okay, okay. So you located in the South now?
Yeah.
Down in Charlotte now? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Okay, Mr. Chose Mac. So pretty much same questions. Well, first comment, you know, let the world know who you are, what it is you do, pretty much whatever it is that you want them to know about you, and also the inspiration behind your name.
Well, you know, I'm a NC representer, Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's my home. I'm a MC under Mix Kings Records and SDYP, both indie labels. Mix Kings Records is out of Glasgow, Scotland. Shout out to my man, Bunty Beats. And I'm the co-owner of Jack City Entertainment. That's my team.
Okay.
I also have a clothing line, 90s Flow Apparel, that we just dropped not too long ago. It's been doing pretty good out here. Other than that, you know, I'm also a CEO of SDYP, one of the many CEOs. So I do a lot of work with the indie label. You know, we're trying to get it up off the ground right now, and it's getting pretty big.
Okay, go ahead and plug that one more time for the other indie artists that may be listening and that may be in your neck of the woods that would be interested in being a part of it, you know?
Yeah, SDYP is the indie label I'm CEO of. Yeah, we are looking for talent, so you can contact me through Facebook. That's Chose, C-H-O-X-C-H-O-S-E, Mac, or contact me through my website, www.chosechox-mak.com. And just hit me up, and we can do some work.
Okay. You hear that, world? You better get on it, because indie artists are moving if you ain't heard. Anyways, but, yeah, so what's the inspiration behind your name? Like, what made you want to choose that name?
Well, at first I was calling myself Zeno, and, you know, Benzino kind of took that name for himself at the time. And the spelling,
right.
I was spelling the X-O, so... I decided to change it up, but I didn't know what to call myself. So my brother, shout out to him, Azriel, he gave me the name. He was like, I just feel like you're the chosen one in hip-hop, so we're going to call you Chosen.
Oh.
And I kind of threw the Mac at the end of it just because, you know, somebody might come along and be calling themselves Chosen too. So to just keep it different, I threw the Mac in. And it's actually short for Chosen Immaculate. You know, I wanted to be different, and I didn't want it to have the same type of name as I did, so I did something totally different.
There it is. Okay. I mean, I like that. Chosen Immaculate. Chose Mac. Okay. Like, that's a story. That's a niche right there. At least that's how I feel, because that's pretty clever. Okay. All right, Cuzzo, you got some questions you want to? Oh, no problem. That's real clever. You got some questions you want to throw into the loop?
Yes. Well, welcome to the show, gentlemen. It's kind of like we're on a double date here, huh?
Yeah.
Chose Max. I appreciate the story behind your name, Chosen Immaculate. So when you're thinking about choosing something, what would be your choice of track that always gets the crowd hype?
Really, for me, anything East Coast, well, I don't know what to really label it because, you know, so many people call it different things, but, like, East Coast, that 90s style type of music, that's really my main focus, hence the movement is 90s flow, you know, so any type of beat like that is my forte, and the people love to hear that music from me more than anything. I try to stay versatile, and I get on any kind of beat I can, but for the most part, it's the East Coast boom bap, you know what I mean?
Okay, but what about one of your tracks that you produce that always gets the crowd hype, or one of your artist tracks?
Right now, I have to say it's Ego. It's off of Balanced Mixtape I dropped with Bunty Beast not too long ago, and I did it as like a anthem for one of the sponsors that I got, Super Ego Cloviers. Shout out to them, you know what I mean? So, and that's pretty much, I mean, and it is kind of a different track. It's more, I'd say, like, not trap, but it's more like I got the fast flow on it, kind of like that Migos flow on it, and people seem to love it. Every time I perform it, people get hype and start turning up. So, yeah, I have to say it's that joint.
Well, how about you, DJ Jersey? What track always gets the crowd going of yours or one of your artists you're representing?
I mean, from Chose, I don't have to say Jack the River. Like, everybody loving that track. Like, I'm my homie out in the UK, DJ Leesley. Like, every time he plays it, like, the whole South and West UK, like, be tweeting us and everything. Like, we just game fans every time that track plays.
Okay. Uh-oh, say so that's the money track right there.
So just rolling with the party scene, when everything's all said and done and the party's over, you hype the crowd, you put on the show, you're feeling good. How do you all chill out?
I mean, shit, not something we could probably say on air.
Yeah, I can say what I do, you know, because I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, chill out, have a couple drinks, you know, mingle. Just try to make connections. That's really what I'm all about doing right now, is connecting, actually getting out here and connecting with the people after I perform. So it's not like I just rock and, you know, sit back and be boozy or whatever. Yeah, like I actually get out there and talk with people and let them know what's going on with me and a little bit of insight on what I do.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, because people want to know if they're interested in what you're doing. If they, you know what I'm saying, you got to mingle with the people. You got to be like Obama. You got to be like maneuvering, you know what I'm saying, shaking hands, kissing babies, all that. Like,
right, for real.
So, yeah.
Well, you have to keep your ear to the ground as well and keep your presence in, on the scene. So that's definitely noteworthy for all the indie artists who are up and coming to keep in mind. You can't just come to the show and go on stage and leave. You have to hit it before you go on the stage and after. So I have another question for you all. So in the spirit of it being Hip Hop Appreciation Week, the end of it, what do you think about MCs and their role in hip hop and in the music culture? And DJs as well, DJ Jersey and both of you, MCs and DJs. What is the role in the culture of music?
Well, I think it's about keeping it alive and keeping it positive. Like, we have a lot of music out right now that's not really doing anything for the youth, because we got to remember these kids, they look up to us, you know what I mean? Even us indie artists, they still look up to us and look up to what we're doing. So I think it's about keeping it positive. And if your music isn't that positive, at least you're reaching out and letting the kids know, like, this is our story. This is not how you should try to live. You shouldn't try to emulate us. Like, be your own person. Like, don't try to live up to be the next big rapper and everything that he's doing and all that stuff like that. Like, I really think that's what it is. Just being a role model, even if your music doesn't give off that positive vibe, you still need to try to be positive in everything else that you do.
Right. Remember, somebody's watching you.
Okay.
You're absolutely right about that. Okay.
Well, can I ask one more question, Kojo?
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was reading a little bit of information about both of you working together, and you work with the DMV native Bullet Brack, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Brack?
Yeah. Brack.
Brack, okay. In this information, it said, quote, everyone has hard times in trying to reach success, but you can't quit. You have to work hard and keep pushing towards greatness. Could you all give an example of one of the challenges that you had and how you have to keep working hard and how you have reached greatness thus far that you can share with our audience and give them some inspiration?
Well, I can say personally for me, Jerz, go ahead. I'm going to answer another question.
You said it? My fault. I couldn't barely hear.
Okay.
Wake up, Jerz.
Well, Choice Mac, go ahead.
My phone like breaking up.
Personally,
you know, right now I'm currently on probation. You know what I'm saying? Because of the lifestyle that I was living and, you know, certain things caught up to me in the end. So, you know, right now I'm on probation. So that's kind of something that's, like, been a challenge for me, especially trying to move around and do shows and get out here and connect with people. But as far as greatness, like Jerz said, we've been having a good run. A lot of people have been hitting us up. We've been on a lot of bigger sites, a lot of labels have been reaching out to us, and we just, you know, we're making a lot of noise on the indie level,
okay.
And people are really starting to notice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've been on All Hip Hop countless times. We've been on thesource.com countless times, and, like,
okay.
People are
okay.
starting to notice that real movement going on with our music.
Well, that definitely sounds like a challenge initially with being on probation, but it does sound like you're – achieving greatness with getting the recognition.
Right.
How about you, DJ Jerz?
Yeah, man, basically what he said, like, we just got to keep pushing and everything. Like, just keep working. Like, I feel like great things going to happen pretty soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just keep on striving toward it. You know, and kudos to you because, I mean, so many people would use that situation as a means of not doing anything, you know what I'm saying? And you still trying to shake and
right.
move and, you know what I'm saying, and do what you need to do to get by. And that's, you know, hats off to you, brother. You know, you young men can learn a lot, you know what I'm saying, about not letting trials and tribulations stop you, instead reaching further and doing, you know, doing great things with your life. So I
right.
definitely, you know, hat to you, you know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. About that, no problem.
It was more or less of a wake-up call for me. It was more or less of a wake-up call for me, too. Like,
right.
this ain't the lifestyle I want to live for the rest of my life. Like, I need to go ahead and jump headfirst into the music and take it seriously as seriously as I can and just
right.
keep pushing until we make it to where we want to be at.
Especially when you're getting all the recognition, it's validating your art form. So,
yeah.
It's good to keep on going in that direction. I'm sure you can see what the other option is and its restrictions
right.
in life.
Right.
All I'm saying is I hate to see you. I hate when I see rappers or, you know, just anybody in general that has, like, that are trying to do something with their life and then they get there and then they do something crazy, like getting popped or getting arrested. It's like, really? You gonna do all that craziness after you got the money. Let me get your money, and I'll show you how to live. Okay, like,
that's
I'll
it.
Show you how, you know what I'm saying, show you how to stay out of trouble and just exist and chill and appreciate that you've made it, you know, but
that's
that was a little side note. I'm sorry, I got a little emotional.
Nah, that was real.
But,
that was real, though.
But, you know, I mean, it's just, it's tragic. It's like, damn, what you doing going to jail, man? Like, you made it, and you going to jail. Like, what the hell? But you
that
know,
goes to show you, greatness isn't about the money. It's about the core character of a person. Money does not take away from your choices in life. It may give you different access, but it's how you choose to deal with that access. And it sounds like a choice has it going on. He made that decision. You at the crossroads, brother. Keep going on.
Right. Keep on pushing. Yes, yes. Okay, well, I guess what we're going to do now, pretty much, where can we find you guys? Like, if we, I mean, I've already sent DJ Jersey, you know, I liked you on Facebook, bro, found you on SoundCloud. We Twitter each other, so, you know, that's cool. But, you know, let the world know where we can find you guys, where we can find your music, social media, whatever it is that you want to put out there, you know.
Go ahead, Jerks.
Nah, I was just going to say, like, you can basically just Google us or whatever, like, just look up DJ YRS, J-E-R-Z-Y, like, we should pop up, like, look up Chose Mac, like, everything's there.
Okay,
yeah, follow
you say
me.
Google me.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch Jerks, man. He got a couple hundred thousand pages on me. I'm trying to catch up to him right now. But y'all check out. Y'all check out my Twitter is CHOX_MAK910, or you can follow me on Instagram at 90slowlives. Try to get them numbers up. So, yeah, follow me. I'll follow you back. And also check out the website, www.chox-mak.com.
Okay, all right. That's where you can find these brothers at. If you in North Carolina or around the globe, we're not just limited to one place. We're trying to get international on the masses. So check these brothers out. Support indie artists. You know, it's one thing to say you're going to support, but it's another thing, you know, and likes and shares go a very long way. So help out in any way that you can. But we are about to – oh, also, did you guys want to give any shout-outs before we play your song? I'm sorry.
Nah, man, shout out to everybody working. Shout out to everybody on the ground.
Yeah, shout out to Jack City Entertainment. Shout out to Mix Kings Records, SDYP, the whole 90s flow movement. Shout out to everybody in NC. Shout out to SKE Records too, man. The homie Q the Question, Peter Jones, Trail Mac. Shout out to them.
All right, there it is. Best wishes to you, brothers. We're going to get in with this record. Sorry, I keep saying record. Like I said, my mama is from the 70s, so I'm going to say record for quite some time. Okay, but we're about to spin DJ Jersey, Jax the Ripper. Here we go.
Yeah. DJ YRS Jersey.
Jax the Ripper, Jax the Ripper. How many stars does it take to make the Big Dipper? Rhyme shocking your body like you got caught in your zipper. I know about the flow mo, cause my bro's name was Flipper. My words got me on the verge of being that nigga. J-Damn Killer and my gang's name Thriller. Call Malone bars on the mic, I deliver. Mommy want Papa John, she's a very big zipper. If you ain't heard, I merged in a lane of ass kickers. Shorty now screaming, I'm in love with a stripper. She pain. Love boat in my veins. I'm the dopest dope to ever smoke three snakes in a plane. Matter of fact, I am the virus that murdered the T-Wayne. But I did it with an axe tip. Then poison that I sang was spit. I'm sick, I'm too legit to quit. This MC hammered to death cause the bars made me sicker. Revolutionary hip-hop started from a Ziploc. Niggas got it back, we're still trying to be crisscross. I ain't mad, but hot damn it, I'm pissed off. You're so absurd with words, you rip your lips off. Probably sound better on the tip of a Beretta. Better pray to your God, bro, before your soul lifts off. Niggas just spoil milk, trying to make cheddar. I'm Gouda and Provolone, my Jones just go deffer. You can always hear me though, loud smell in my sweater. How many beats killed is in the lodge on my legend. Left the street, still got killers, man, them ties never sever. Lines cut them up, we just
started with an edger. What's the glue to a gorilla? You can't level with me. You'd have to age college 10 times to get my degree. Better listen to the Vatican, they made their decree. The devil wears Prada and she ain't hotter than me. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. How do they get the harp to make tornadoes and twisters? American muscle, can't get stranded in a fisker. I'm past you pussy, still playing with your whiskers. Even in school days, my son rappers call me mister. Raise the frill, no drills, I'm a very dangerous fitter. Jurassic J-Bill killed the beat like poster. Revitalize my flow out the park, Sammy Sosa. They don't feel me though, I'm the main supplier of coca. Must have went numb, wake him up with that fire poker. Line so crazy, but I can't play the joker. Jack Warren Heath, he ain't listening, now it's over. Better let go my ego, or I'll burn you with the toaster. I'm trying to eat for real with every bar, I get closer. Whack these whack niggas. Just wet them up, super soakers, set them up or send them down, just a deadly roller coaster. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. Max on the attack in a flex, riding on a Dixer. What's poppin', Kermit? I'm still fucking with them Swishers. I'm in the house banging screw music with your sister. She heard I was a legend, let me hit in the John. None of you niggas Montana, it ain't ring no alarm. So I'm down, really I'm high, and she said she was by. Brought her home to my shorty, the effect was a try, or trifecta. I'm having a meeting with Mr. Lecter, he just giving me tips on how to make them taste better. Cause I eat MCs like cannabis in his prime. I lost the scorekeeper, now he's just taking the time. I'm complacent with the rhyme, only faking if I'm declined. I'm amazing, it reached my prime. Number one is still on the grind. I got this shit in my mind and it won't go away. So gotta keep killing these niggas just to get through my day. I'm going crazy, kinda schizo. Using my sixth flow to jab the shit out of niggas. My last name's Klitschko. I'm burning till the end, I ain't leaving no clip. So better go to Rap Genius and read this so you don't miss quote. Jack's the Ripper, 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 Jack's the Ripper. Kept the killers, what up? Do this shit, man. Y'all niggas trying to do this shit, man. Go.
I know y'all are probably thinking, why are we playing Whitney Houston's national anthem, right? That's probably what you're thinking. I'm trying to get the levels here so you can kind of hear her and hear us too. But, Cuzzo, go ahead and take it away about the whole Mos Def situation.
Yes, I'm going to get into the Mos Def, but I do want to make sure that we honor our men and women who have died while serving our country in the United States Armed Forces, and that is the whole intention of Memorial Day. So we salute you and we honor you from the bottom of our hearts, the Indy Up Saturday show. Thank you.
Yes, so, thank you guys for making us feel safe.
Exactly, because as we're going to see in this next situation with Mos Def, who has had to cancel his show due to legal and immigration issues, freedom of speech does not come free. It costs the blood of people who are willing to fight, and for those who want to take advantage of that right, freedom of speech for their First Amendment, freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Yes, he has seen that his challenges, his verbal challenges about Obama's presidency, America in general, and immigration challenges has come back to, is it vitamin the tail?
Vitamin the ass, honey.
Right now, so Yasin Bey, the artist formerly known as Mos Def, has had to cancel his U.S. tour because he cannot come back in from South, where he now resides, because of some legal challenges and immigration issues, as I stated before. Now, he was born in Brooklyn, and he lived in New Orleans, but for a few years now, he has chosen to reside in South Africa. And we're not quite sure what the entire issue is. All we do know is that this 33-year-old cannot come and make his money in the concert. And I think it's something because he had a song entitled Mr. Nigger. Nigga, excuse me.
You ain't got to be politically correct, friend.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing.
I know. But, you know, that just goes into that debate issue, and I don't really like to even use the terms on air, but that's the name of the song, so you got to go with it. But in that particular song, he talks about traveling abroad and the issues that they have, that people have with immigration, traveling on the plane, and they want to search you and customs and things of that nature. I'm just kind of wondering how he feels about all that he said now, that it showing that, yes, you have major immigration issues. It's taken away from his money, and he has kids here. So that means that he's limited in his connection with him. What do you think about that situation?
Well, I'm going to say this. And I'm going to try to keep it brief because we run out of time. But I'm going to say this much. All you people that be talking all that shit about America, excuse my French, working on my cursing, but I'm just, it's a keeping it real moment right now. You saying all this about America, this, that, and the third. America may not be the best place, but there's a lot of stuff that go on in other countries that don't happen in America. So, I mean, granted, like you said, freedom of speech, yeah, you can say what you want to, but you can also blackball yourself by saying too much craziness. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make yourself into a threat, quote unquote, against America, because that's kind of, maybe that's how they see him now, more as a threat. And if they think you're a threat, of course they're not going to let you back in here. You know what I'm saying? So
I just wonder, has he renounced his citizenship? Because obviously he was born in America, or do they consider some of the things that he's been saying, do they liken it to treason? I don't know. I'm not saying. I'm just, this is just a outward thought that things that you've, and, you know, he just did that video about the Guantanamo Bay and being force-fed, and I understand you want to bring things to light, but how you bring it to light, I don't know.
How
I don't
you
want
do
to
it.
Speculate. I don't want to speculate.
Well, I'll say this much. It is about how you do it, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? If you do it in a smooth way, people will be more receptive. Like Jay-Z, if you listen to some of his lyrics, like, he be talking about the stuff that deals with politics and different things. It's a smoother way to do things. But if you just out there wrapping your head and running around like you in a Taliban, you know, America already scared. You know what I'm saying, of that type of stuff. But if you acting like, you know, like you some type of radical, and then I don't let you a rapper, like the same country that you talking about kind of help build your career. You know what I'm saying? Granted, I understand there's a lot of different struggles that people have to face, especially the black males. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I really do. But the thing is, you, what you always tell me, you get more with honey than you do with senator. So on that note, we're gonna have to end it out. We will pick this back up next week. D Hour, Indie Up Saturday, Ray Cole, Nikki Notations. Everybody, have yourself a very great night.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. Just tuned into the D Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie.
It is the biggie.
It's your boy Journey Gray.
Nine,
I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
gun. I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.